Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The news of the day, Chris, a lot of conversation today about the Eagles and fandom and whether we're out of line. Those of us that are, you know, harsh this year about the Eagles, I would say appropriately so. Someone like James, who's soft, says no, but, you know, he's allowed to be that way. David Aldridge, though, news of the day. David Aldridge, about an hour ago, with the tweet at the direction of his attorney, Raymond Brothers, Markelle Fultz, is scheduled to see a shoulder specialist early next week. Per Brothers, Fultz will not participate in team practices or games until after the specialist has had a chance to evaluate him. So it sounds like Fultz shutting it down for now. For how long, we'll see. For more on this, we bring in our boss here at WIP and renowned 76ers. I won't call you an insider.
I'm not an insider. I don't have any inside information.
Yeah. I always feel the insider term is used too loosely. Like, I mean, insider, you got to be actually like inside to be an insider. Everyone's, you know, casually throw like this person's an insider. What makes a person an insider?
I'm just a guy that watches the Sixers too much.
And then you evaluate them and then you share that on the,
just like everybody.
The Rights to Ricky Sanchez podcast.
Yes.
Spike asking, Spike, what do you make of this latest in an unbelievable twist and turning bizarro world of Markelle Fultz, Philadelphia, and the 76ers? What do you make of this latest chapter?
So in our meeting this morning, do you remember, I had a minor temper tantrum when I was like, the Fultz thing is over. He's not going to play anymore. It's over. It's over. It's over. I think I repeated it like five times. Yep. And you have seen in the last 2 weeks, from right before Jimmy Butler got here to when he got here to last night when they decided to play TJ McConnell in the second half.
Yep.
They have been moving toward this, right? They have been moving toward him playing less, and the arrival of Jimmy Butler put them in a position where they have to win now. They cannot play games with a guy who may or may not be good.
It becomes less about development.
Right.
Yeah.
And the unfortunate thing, at least from my perspective, from 5 feet away, from no inside information, is that it does not seem like Markelle Fultz's camp handles this like professionals should handle this sort of situation. And this goes
a demotion.
Back, it goes back to last year when I believe it was the same guy that was just named as his lawyer, which was his agent before, Raymond Brothers, went out and told Woj that he was getting fluid injected into his shoulder, and then he was getting fluid injected out of his shoulder, and all of this information was coming from a source other than the team, which is where injury information is supposed to come from.
Yeah,
right?
Sixers probably can't be happy today.
And that came outside of the Sixers organization. And then
can I just say one thing really quick? The 76ers do – people may laugh at this because they've got such ridiculous injury history. I know you're on a roll, but let me just say this.
No, go ahead.
They now have a new thing where they send out information quite frequently about, like, hey, this guy's fingernail got a chip in it and he's out for a quarter. Like, I mean, I'm making that up, but you get my point. They send out stuff all the time about injury news. So anyway, this is obviously not under the umbrella of the Sixers, this news. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, right. So this is not how injury news is supposed to come out.
Yeah.
And the way this appears, the way it looks to everybody that isn't Markelle Fultz or his camp, who I think is doing him a disservice, is that he got demoted last night.
Yeah.
It was obvious to everyone he was going to get demoted. And it's like when you're in fifth grade and you're racing a guy and you're losing halfway through and you pull up lame that your ankle hurt. And that's what this looks like. Well, he's hurt and he's not going to play. Well, it wasn't going to be up to you whether he played or not. And this does a disservice to Fultz. It makes the Sixers – and look, I've attacked the Sixers as much as anybody over the last 2 years. But it puts them in a bad position too, because what are they supposed to do?
Well, it devalues him also.
Right. And the kid said you can't come in and say I'm 100%. I feel fine. He has said it over and over again, putting out videos with the Players Tribune. Look at how fine I am. I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm great. And then all of a sudden, my shoulder bothers me again. And there's enough internet, you know, sleuths and enough internet conspiracy theorists that have been looking up this shoulder stuff for the last 2 months that support enough of this to make to confuse the entire issue. And I really genuinely feel bad for the Sixers in this situation because there was no way. You can go back and say, well, they shouldn't have started him. Well, they should have started him, or they shouldn't have played him less, or they should have played him less, or they shouldn't have said they believed in him, or they should have said. There was no right way to do this. And it just comes down to a really unfortunate situation, which is obviously a combination of maybe an injury at some point in his head that is put them in a situation where there's no win. And they have to run a professional basketball team. And I'm sorry that we have to say bad stuff about Markelle Fultz. I feel bad. He is young. But he was also the number one pick in the draft. He's playing for the 76ers. He's making $10 million a year. And that doesn't mean that we can say whatever we want, but it means he is existing. He is chosen. And his family and his agent have chosen to live in a reality in which there is public criticism and public scrutiny of what he does. This is the world that he's in. If he cannot live in that world, if his camp can't live in that world, then go home. Go home. You've made enough money over the last 2 years to support you and your family for the rest of your lives. Go home. I'm sure the Sixers would gladly pay out the rest of your contract to just go home.
Wow.
If you can't take it, just go. Stop. Stop running the fans through this. Stop running the team through this. Stop running your coaches, your teammates, everybody. Those teammates. T.J. McConnell sat quietly while this kid, who obviously couldn't play, kid took minutes from him in a contract year and didn't say a word. And every time that kid took a shot, every time that kid made a shot, made a nice pass, dunked on somebody, T.J. McConnell be the first guy off the bench cheering for him. All of these guys, Covington when he was here, Embiid, Simmons, everybody dealing with all of this nonsense and doing nothing but supporting him, and he turns his back on them because they can't handle it. Like, you're either here and you're a basketball player or you're not. But and they've chosen not to be. And I wouldn't be surprised if this is the last time we see Markelle Fultz in the 76ers.
So do you feel like their idea that starting Markelle Fultz, building his confidence essentially this season, backfired? You know, like that now you gave him that hope. You know, the possibility, maybe I am good. Maybe I can do this. Maybe all my teammates cheering me on is legitimate. Has that worked against the Sixers now?
I don't know.
You know, that he's not starting anymore, I'm hurt.
You had to find out, though.
Right.
That's why I'll always support the Sixers' approach in these first 15, 20 games to find out. And if Jimmy hadn't been acquired, it would have gone on a little longer. But you find out, listen, Spike, to your point, if he is a take my ball and go home guy, which maybe is what this is, and it's what it feels like, that he's getting less minutes and he takes his ball and goes home, then at least you find out that that's it. And then you can walk away. To your point, Spike, if it is walk away time, like I, as a fan of that organization, that they have to make the evaluation. Their evaluation is more important than me, my evaluation. I have my opinions, but what they do drives the operation. And if they can arrive at a conclusion that it's walk away time, and I, as a fan, can say, boy, it seems like they've arrived at that at the right point. At least I, as a fan, and millions of fans can say, you know what? They gave it a shot. The kid simply is not mentally up to it. He chose to take his ball and go home. I got to let them off the hook a bit for this stage of it. We move on.
What about the reports on Twitter that there was a motorcycle accident involved?
Who knows? If there was a motorcycle accident involved, it happened a long time ago
last summer. Past summer, but the summer before.
But it wouldn't have even happened that summer because he was playing summer league then, right? But it was his ankle and he came back. So if he's, who knows what that is. And Joe, to your point about them at least finding out, here's the problem. At least as a basketball team, and the problem that Elton Brand has in building this team, they picked up his option for next year. That option, everyone's like, rookie salary, it's $10.5 million. Just as that's what Robert Covington was making.
I didn't realize it was $10.5 million. I didn't realize
$10.5 million. That's
what
Covington was making. That's what Josh Richardson in Miami. That is it's two things. First of all, it's a meaningful rotation player
in
the NBA.
It's a real player.
And the second thing is, if they go into this offseason with $20 million or so in cap room, that extra $10 million means a max slot that they could have had.
Durant.
That is not a max slot.
Yeah, it could be Durant.
Right. So I mean,
what a disaster.
It's really unfortunate. And I do, as a person, feel bad for what Markelle Fultz is going through. He doesn't want any of this, but I do not think the people around him have handled this in a way that is good for the team or is good for Markelle Fultz, and that just continues.
All right.
Wow.
Well, Spike, we appreciate your perspective, man. I mean, this is a mess.
Thank you.
Gut feeling, does he ever play for the Sixers again?
No. That would be my gut feeling.
Wow.
Yeah.
Spike, thanks, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.